All right, so get ready because today we are diving deep into the Dallas Cowboys. Really going to tackle this big question. Is Jerry Jones the reason they will win another Super Bowl? Or is he the reason that they won't?
Is he the key or is he actually the obstacle holding them back?
Exactly.
And what I think is really interesting about this deep dive is that we're exploring this through the lens of Daniel Bates. Now, Bates, he's not a former player, he wasn't a coach or anything like that, but he offers a really interesting perspective, kind of from the outside looking in.
Well, and we've covered Bates before in some of our other deep dives.
Absolutely.
And what we've seen is he has a really sharp mind for things like branding and strategy. I mean, he's helped his clients increase engagement by like 35%, which is pretty
It's
amazing.
incredible.
So to see how he applies that expertise to understanding Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, I'm really excited to dig into this.
It's a really unique perspective, and one of the first things that Bates points out is that even Jerry's biggest critics, they can't deny his impact on the NFL.
All right, so let's talk about that impact then. I mean, where do we even begin?
I think a great place to start is Jerry World. The stadium,
Yeah, the stadium itself.
AT&T Stadium, officially,
It's an
but
incredible stadium.
it was revolutionary when it opened, and Bates argues that Jones, he understood the power of spectacle, like creating a destination, an entertainment destination, long before other teams really caught on to that.
So he wasn't just building a stadium, he was building a brand experience.
Absolutely. And then you look at the Star in Frisco, their headquarters and training facility, it's massive.
It's sprawling,
It's got restaurants, shops, a hotel, you name it, it's there. And Bates sees this as just another example of Jones's genius for creating a football empire, a true 360-degree Cowboys experience.
Well, and you have to remember, this was 1989 when he bought the team. It's almost like he predicted where the NFL was headed.
He really did. He had this vision and he wasn't afraid to shake things up. You know, Bates actually draws a parallel between Jones's background, oil and gas, and his approach to the Cowboys. He's a risk taker, a wildcatter.
He's not afraid to make the big move.
Exactly. And speaking of big moves, we can't talk about Jerry Jones without talking about the Jimmy Johnson situation.
This is the elephant in the room. It's two Super Bowl wins
Back to back.
in the early 90s, and then bam, Johnson's out. It's still a huge debate among Cowboys fans
Oh, absolutely.
all these years later.
Analysts, everybody.
So how does Bates view that moment in Cowboys history?
Well, he acknowledges that the NFL landscape has changed drastically since the 90s.
Oh, for sure.
You've got free agency, salary cap, social media.
It's a totally different game.
It's a different game. So much harder to build a dynasty. And he encourages us to look at it in that context.
So he's not saying that Jerry was totally right,
No.
but look at the bigger picture.
Consider the whole picture, exactly. And he also highlights another really interesting aspect of Jones's leadership, which is his loyalty.
Yeah, see, this is something I've always struggled with because Bates seems to think this is a good thing. But how can loyalty be a good thing in the NFL, right? It's such a cutthroat business. Everyone's trying to win, and sometimes you have to make really tough decisions.
And what Bates argues is that Jones's loyalty, it creates this strong sense of family, of brotherhood within the Cowboys organization. He takes care of his players, he builds these lasting relationships. And this is something that a lot of players talk about. It's this unique culture.
So it's about building a community that goes beyond the game. That's interesting.
And Bates argues that this Cowboys brotherhood, it contributes to their enduring appeal, their status as America's team.
See, now that's a title that always gets people fired up.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, what makes the Cowboys so special to deserve that?
Well, Bates points to their ability to generate headlines
Oh, they do.
every single day.
Win or lose.
Win or lose, love them or hate
They're
them,
always in the news.
you can't ignore them.
Yeah, you're right. You can't.
And Bates believes that Jerry Jones is a huge part of this. He has cultivated this larger-than-life persona.
He embraces the spotlight.
He embraces the spotlight. He understands that the Cowboys are more than just a team. They're a cultural force.
So it's not just about winning on the field, it's about creating a spectacle, a brand that everyone knows.
Interesting.
And speaking of spectacle, I love how Bates talks about this. What he envisions another Cowboys Super Bowl parade would look like. He said he thinks it would be this massive celebration spanning multiple states, a true testament to their enduring legacy.
That would be something to see.
Yeah.
But the question remains, can Jerry actually deliver that elusive Super Bowl win?
Right.
Or is he, as some critics say, the biggest obstacle in the way?
That's the question. And as we dig deeper into Bates' analysis, we're going to explore both sides of this.
All right. Well, I am ready to dig in. But first, let's take a quick moment for our listeners to kind of absorb all this, this information about Jerry, the stadium, the Jimmy Johnson thing.
It's a lot to unpack.
This idea of America's team. We'll be right back with more from Daniel Bates' perspective. So we've talked about how complex Jerry is, right? Like, he's a businessman. He's got this love of spectacle. And he's incredibly loyal. But is that enough to win a Super Bowl?
That's what makes Bates' take on this so interesting, because he doesn't shy away from the criticisms, but he still really believes Jerry is the key, not the problem.
Okay, but how do you explain that when the Cowboys haven't even been to the Super Bowl in decades? I mean, they have tons of resources, talented players.
Right. But Bates says you can't just look at Super Bowls. You got to think about the value Jerry's built. You know, the brand recognition, the fans, they're diehard.
So basically, he's already found success beyond just winning championships.
Exactly. And he thinks that actually sets them up to win on the field eventually. The foundation's solid.
But then there's this whole thing about Jerry's loyalty, right?
Mm.
Critics say it keeps him from making tough calls, like getting rid of players who aren't performing.
Yeah, that's a good point. Bates sees both sides of it.
Mm.
On one hand, it builds that family feeling, that brotherhood, but it can also maybe make him too sentimental.
So does he think Jerry needs to be tougher then, more willing to let people go?
Not exactly. I think he thinks Jerry can balance loyalty with being practical. You know, he spends big on players, he fires coaches, he adapts.
So he can be tough when he has to be, but he still cares about the people he's built this with.
Right. And Bates thinks that balance is actually good for the long run, makes players feel valued, builds tradition.
It sounds like Bates sees the Cowboys as more than a team, almost like a family, an institution.
He does. And that sense of shared history, Bates argues, is a powerful thing. It can push them to be great.
Okay, but even with all that, even if everyone's loyal, don't they still need the right people in charge to win a Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. Bates specifically mentions the quarterback and the coach. Getting those two in sync is huge.
Kind of like a conductor and a soloist. You need both for a great performance.
Perfect analogy. And that's where Jerry's business sense and knowing the Cowboys culture comes in.
So he needs to trust his gut, use his experience to find those missing pieces.
Exactly. And Bates is sure Jerry can do it, build a team that wins it all.
But even if they don't win another Super Bowl, it seems like Bates thinks Jerry's already made a huge impact, hasn't he?
Yeah, remember that image of the parade across multiple states? He was making a point about how important the Cowboys are to American culture.
He thinks they're more than a team, almost like a symbol of how much people love football.
Exactly, and that's mostly because of Jerry. He's made them the most talked about team always in the news.
People either love them or hate them, but they can't ignore them.
They're part of the NFL story.
Yeah.
And Bates thinks that influence, you know, shaping how people see the league is bigger than just wins and losses.
So even without another Super Bowl ring, Jerry's already one of the most important people in NFL history.
According to Bates, definitely. And as we finish up this part of the deep dive, think about what this means for you, how you see the Cowboys and the NFL.
We've covered so much, Jerry's business skills, the drama, the Jimmy Johnson thing, this America's team idea.
And I keep thinking about how Jerry's this fascinating guy, never satisfied, always pushing the limits.
I might like him or not, but you got to admit, he's changed the game.
He has. And as we wrap up this part, think about the questions we've raised. Is Jerry the answer or the problem? Can he balance loyalty with making tough choices? And what will his legacy be?
Great questions to think about. We'll be right back to finish our deep dive into Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. Okay, so we're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive into Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, and as we kind of put a bow on all this, I think it's important to think about what we've learned from Bates' perspective.
Yeah, like what's the main takeaway? What does he want us to really get about Jerry Jones?
I think it boils down to this. Jerry's not just an owner. He's like a guardian of this whole legacy.
Oh, interesting.
He sees the Cowboys as America's team, and he feels responsible for keeping that going, you know?
So it's bigger than winning. It's about the Cowboys' place in American culture. That's pretty big.
Exactly. And Bates argues that's what drives everything Jerry does, how he runs the team, all the hype around them.
That makes sense. Remember how we talked about his background in oil and gas, that wildcatter thing?
Yeah.
It's like he's applying that same boldness to the Cowboys. taking risks, shaking things up.
That's a great point, and I think that's why people have such strong opinions about him.
He's not afraid to go big, make those huge bets, and not everyone likes that.
But Bates seems to respect that, right? Like, it shows how dedicated Jerry is to making the Cowboys number one.
He does, and he also points out how good Jerry is at connecting with fans, building that community.
Right, the Cowboys brotherhood, not just the players, but the fans, too.
Yeah, and I think people forget about that sometimes. It's not all about what happens on the field. It's that emotional connection Jerry's built with millions of people.
So even if they don't win another Super Bowl with Jerry in charge, he's accomplished a lot, more than most owners could dream of.
I think so. I mean, think about it. Global brand, amazing stadium, fans that are crazy loyal. That's huge.
And he's done it all while still being that same risk taker he always was.
Absolutely. Love him or hate him, you can't deny Jerry Jones is the force. He's changed the NFL, and people will be talking about him for years to come.
That's for sure. And I think Daniel Bates would definitely agree with you there. And for our listeners who want to hear more from Bates, we've done other deep dives on his work. He's got some great insights on branding, strategy, all that stuff.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out. He's got a fresh take on business, and it's cool how he connects that to the Cowboys.
So to wrap this whole thing up, I think the big takeaway is that Jerry Jones is more than just an owner. He's a cultural icon, right? This showman, a risk taker. And he's guarding a legacy that goes way beyond football.
He's a complicated guy, that's for sure. But one thing's clear. He's changed the NFL forever, and his story isn't over yet.
And who knows? Maybe the next chapter will be another Super Bowl win for America's team. But until then, keep on diving.